And again, there's certain kind of peak periods, such as September. There's a little bit of an increase there because our apportionment doubled to about $22 million. We also had our EPA quarterly payment come through. And then you see typically in December and in June, we get our property tax payments, including our RDA payments and a few other things. So it's something we'll be monitoring very closely and to make sure that we've got all those repayments in place. And in terms of next steps, aside from kind of the mechanics here with the county, which I'll go in detail, I just want to stress how we do have a balanced budget that we're sharing with the board, but it's imperative that we work very closely with everyone to monitor and our expenditures, because we're going to be coming back to the board in a few weeks with our first interim. We're going to be looking at actuals, looking at how things are trending. That's our next opportunity to revise the budget, in essence, to kind of see where are we at that point in time. So it's imperative, all groups that we've been connecting with, we've also, in the fiscal services team, scheduled meetings with all of our programs. We're going to be scheduling meetings with all of our principals, and we're setting up tools and ways to monitor this going forward, not only for 18-19, but as we start then our work for 19-20. So it's key for us to do that. And I want to echo the points that Dr. Janney mentioned earlier. A lot of this work was as a result of collaboration with our labor partners, with our staff, with our internal leaders. I want to give kudos to the fiscal services team. They worked very hard and within the quick turnaround. So I want to commend them for that work. So with that being said, we're going to be submitting upon the board's action. We'll be submitting this budget to the county office for their review in accordance with the Ed Code, and they'll have until November 8th to provide their determination based on those particular components there about the standards and criteria, the financial obligations, and the multi-year projections. So our recommended action is for the board to approve.
Dr. Schockfeld?
Yes, if you'd like to open the public hearing.
I'll do that.